This is Ted Kennedy. President Bush is boycotting the World Environmental Conference in Rio de Janeiro this June. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, what gives? The environmental president boycotting the international conference in Brazil this June? World leaders from 60 major countries will attend, yet President Bush says he'll stay home? That makes no sense, Al. How can the United States be a no-show? The rest of the world wants greater cooperation on the environmental problems plaguing our planet. Global warming, ozone depletion, destruction of rainforests, overpopulation, pollution of the air and water, toxic and nuclear waste. You name it, Al. Other nations will be addressing these challenges in Rio. So should we. Is every country out of step on the environment except Uncle Sam? We haven't snubbed the rest of the world this badly since we thumbed our nose at the League of Nations. President Bush should take the road to Rio, Al. The empty seat at the conference should not be America's.
Sure, Ted. He should go to the conference on global warming, just like our president 20 years ago should have gone to the conference on the coming of an ice age. Forgotten that one? Ted, we're all very aware of ozone depletion and overpopulation. We should all listen to that one, and we do. But the focal point of this conference is on global warming. The majority of scientists do not agree with you or the biased media on this issue. Many think the whole thing is a sham. But before Congress packs Bush's bags for him to go to Rio, we'll sure need some more facts than just CO2 can trap heat. Make no mistake, Ted, it was George Bush who broke the legislative logjam that stalled the Clean Air Act for 10 years. He has clearly proven his commitment on the environment. Ted, stop watching MTV. Remember, it's supposedly a music station, not the authority on our environment. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on Congress gearing up to stop asteroids from hitting the Earth. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.